Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today, GMOs, genetically modified organisms, and the recent journey on sabbatical of Dr. Paul Vincelli, UK Extension plant pathologist.
When a professor goes on sabbatical, we're still working. And so, you know, I would spend 10 to 12 hours a day sometimes doing nothing but reading scientific literature that I normally wouldn't have time to read.
And that's what he did. He read and read and read.
And after a while, I started to understand, well, shoot, nature is doing all kinds of crazy things, bizarre things with genes. What we do is tame compared to what nature does. And most of this is rather recent research, so it's understandable if the public doesn't know it. But I realized, you know, maybe we should talk about GMOs or genetically engineered crops by comparing them to what nature does on our own. And we find that, in fact, recombinant DNA is everywhere in our diet, everywhere. We are GMOs. You and I are GMOs. All land plants are GMOs. And this was the basis for me approaching the administration and at the University of Kentucky and saying, hey, maybe we should do some renewed outreach on genetic engineering. And they said, yes, please.
He was sharing his findings recently at the annual meetings of Kentucky's fruit and vegetable growers, and we'll have more from that in a minute. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Al Purnell here, the good sausage man. Here on the farm, we have lots of things to do and lots of good things to eat, like Purnell's old folks' country sausage. We still make it good every day by using all the best cuts of meat and seasoning it just right with Daddy's old recipe that's been proven for over 80 years. So for premium sausage at a good price, pick up a package of Purnell's old folks' country sausage, because it's good.
As time permits over the next 3 or 4 weeks, we'll try to include additional reports from Paul Vincelli on what he read and what he learned. Speaking of reading, he noted that genetic modification can be as precise as changing one letter in one word in a book.
In fact, all genetic engineering is rather targeted and precise, but particularly the latest techniques, they're called genome editing. And if you're changing just one letter in the entire book, you're really having a very, very, very modest impact on the plant and very likely not introducing anything unexpected that might be negative. I mean, you make more genetic changes when you do any other conventional breeding. So I wanted to make sure people understood that just changing one letter could have a very important impact, beneficial impact, to farmers and to consumers, but it's a very minimal impact, so not likely to cause unexpected problems.
Nevertheless, very powerful science worthy of our consideration. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.